All right, so just to introduce Dr. Galago Perez, he's a physician with a clinical specialty in complementary and alternative medicine. He worked as a physician for almost 5 years in Buddha Durham refugee camp in Ghana, Go Black Stars, where he also coordinated public health programs. During the past 4 years, he worked in Bogota, where he has primarily engaged in pilot projects to integrate CAM services into the public health care system. He is now enrolled in the DRPH program at Boston University.
Thank you very much, Dr. Williams. Good morning, everyone. So as Dr. Williams was saying, I unfortunately will need to leave after the presentation to the airport. I will leave some cards if there's anyone who would like some follow-up about what I'm presenting today. So I'm presenting today on behalf of my colleagues in Nazareth Hospital. I work there as part of this project she was mentioning of integrating complementary and alternative medicine in the healthcare system in Colombia as a consultant for a short period. As they could not come, they have asked me to present the abstract. So what I'm going to talk about today is about how a theme park was developed by a public hospital in a developing country in Colombia to address the needs of the health needs of the rural population that hospital served. That hospital developed a strategy, a model of care that they entitled Healthy Family, Healthy Communities, and Natural Environment. And then their motto is to love to be, love to serve, love to work together. So this is the geographic location of the hospital. This is a country, and right in the middle of the country is Bogota. And the hospital is in a high altitude plateau. In Bogota is 2,600 meters above the sea level, so that's like 8,000 feet above the sea level. So we have a very particular climate. You see people always wearing jackets. So this is the capital district of Bogota, what you see in green on the left. This entire zone is the capital district. And the region that that this hospital serves is what you will see here in dark green. It's called the Páramo of Suma Pass. A very specific natural environment. It's actually within a natural park. In Colombia, that this area serves most of the water that the city, the capital district, uses. Some basic facts about the region: the population density is quite low; it's 3 people per square kilometer. So there's very poor communication networks, very difficult transportation. So as you will see, Bogota, the capital district in Colombia, is a city of between 7 and 8 million people, quite densely populated. But in contrast, this region that the hospital serves is all rural community. It's 100% rural, and is in fact around 70% of the total geographic area of the capital district. So this is the different areas how it is divided administratively within the natural park, and you can see the number of people that live in each of those small administrative divisions and the number of people. Okay. So some characteristics about the population that live in the area: the level of education, 71% of people only have some degree of primary school education, 15% have some degree of secondary school education and 14% are illiterate. Socioeconomic status, there all the population is between the first and second categories of socioeconomic status out of six. That is how it is classified in Colombia. 52% is making less than half the Colombian minimum wage. So the main economic activity is agriculture and livestock. And then that area is a very important geographic strategic location because of it's part of the capital district. So it was part during the and it's still somehow compromised with the armed movements in Colombia. A lot of conflict took place along that area because of its strategic location. So the population has also suffered being part of the armed conflict. So here are some data about the main causes of consultation, the outpatient clinic of the hospital. So just to highlight a few of them that are relevant to what I'm talking today about is a chronic back pain and also skin diseases, dermatologic diseases, and also respiratory tract diseases. Here are some of them. So basically this is a way of showing like how the hospital put together the model of care. So they're called, including the entire domains of the family, community, and the environment, and then using both institutional approaches of conventional care approaches and then outreach to the communities, and then including education, then the environment, and the public health interventions. All right, so because of the special characteristics of the community, then the hospital has been designing different approaches to address those needs. Among these approaches are special, so the way the healthcare and public health delivery system in Colombia work is centralized in a way, so the local health department decide what the public health interventions are going to be done, and then the public hospitals then deliver those interventions to the geographic area of influence. So this hospital proposes a specific public health set of interventions that are different from the rest of the capital district. Because of course of the special characteristics, and then so among the projects, special projects are nutrition and food security and healthy production systems, and then there is a very special project that the hospital has put together that is an ecotherapy program. They call it ecotherapy program that is for mental health rehabilitation of severe mental health illnesses. And then the development of the first theme park, Chaquén, that is what I'm basically focusing the presentation today. The background of how the hospital decided to put this park together was to address some issues like what we saw in the main causes of consultation, because of they are laborers, so to help them with occupation and how to address the right way of doing their daily labors and how to take care of themselves, and also to address food security and nutrition through a demonstrative agriculture park. So and they call it a demonstration scenario for agriculture, cultural education, and rehabilitation of human and environmental health. Okay, so this is based on the ecosystem approach to human health, and this approach addresses the health problems in the system's perspective to understand how social, economic, and ecological dynamics affect health, and the principles are based on complexity, transdisciplinarity, knowledge in action, participation, social equity, and gender focus. Okay, so the general objective of the park is to create a space for building health through the ecosystem approach to human health, through strengthening the service delivery model of Nazareth Hospital, healthy family, healthy community, natural environment, in a participatory manner. Okay, so the specific objective is to promote the replication of demonstrative elements of the Chaquén theme park in households and schools, to improve the quality of the food process from production to safe food processing and consumption, and to provide a natural and healthy environment for the physical and mental rehabilitation of the beneficiaries of the ecotherapy program, the program that addresses the needs of people with severe chronic mental health illnesses, as I was mentioning. So some of the elements that get replicated in the park, so the units of sustainable production of plant and animal species, and a conservation area for ecosystem recovery of the Andean forest. So addressing those issues of environmental health, nutrition, security, mental health. The strategies and methodologies, the application of the ecosystem approach to health that I just mentioned, the intersectoral coordination with education, the education sector, the other governmental agencies, and so on. The phases of the service delivery model of using the PDCA cycle for quality quality improvement, certification in good manufacturing practices or good agriculture practices, knowledge sharing, selection of appropriate techniques for location, field manuals for professionals, transdisciplinary work, learn by doing and learn and learning by playing. So this is just a few numbers to show the number of people who have visited the park. Both people that visit the park are people who live in the area of influence that the hospital serves, but also people from the capital district come to see this demonstrative park. And although it is considered part of the capital district, in fact, going from the city, from the urban area of the city to the place where the hospital and the park is located, takes about 4 hours. 4x4 trucks. So one of the objectives of, as I was mentioning, is the replication of those demonstrative agricultural elements in the families and communities. So some examples of those elements, as I mentioned, terrace is medicinal gardens, diversification of species, wine breaks, mulches, intercropping, organic fertilizers, personal protection. One of the issues for which this park was developed because there was a high use of fertilizers and pesticides in the agricultural processes of the community. So the hospital, in trying to address the health needs of people that have been exposed for a long time to those kind of substances, that was part of the idea of the park. And then there's monitoring that happens when people visit the park and get the participatory training and so on. The hospital do follow up with those who participate in their houses and in their communities. Okay, so these are just some statistics of the number of agricultural elements that get replicated in communities and in houses. Some of the examples I gave before, and there are some pictures of those. That include nurseries, raised beds, planting terraces. This is called a plant called yacon, that is one of the main crops of the park. It's something like the local version of jicama, kind of. It's quite used there. So there's some greenhouses, mulching. So there are applications in the communities. So some of the results, so the 100% of the people who have visited the park have implemented the cultivation of a species encouraged by the theme park. 90% of the people have visited the park replicated the strategy of the diversification in the home garden. And then only 10% of people have actually improved facilities for animal husbandry. People who have visited the park have also like reported knowing the basic principles of organic agriculture, and they have learned to apply and to use the production of seed and vegetable species. So the park got certified in good agricultural practices in 2009, and they have been recertified, and then it's part of what they also implement and teach to the people of the region. And then just to show that there's this is part of a larger strategy that aims to target specific indicators of food security, nutrition, and general well-being of the people that the hospital serve. This is some illustrative indicators, but I mean there's many other programs that impact the specific indicators. Okay, so basically we wanted to share the experience of the hospital in case any of you would like to visit someday or get engaged in a partnership with the hospital in the long term. So here are the contact information. This is, Eliana is the hospital director, and Andrea is the director of the park. So and thank you very much for having us today. It has not been replicated yet, but in fact, last year they won a national award for innovation in health. It was like an award put together by the presidency of the country, and they won it. That has given the hospital a lot of national recognition, and I don't know if there are plans in the way for replicating it, perhaps. But right now it's not being replicated, but there might be plans because of this national recognition. So basically what is most interesting about it is like how a hospital, a healthcare providing institute changed the approach from just delivering healthcare services to integrating the production system of the community into their approaches to health, and then how through a demonstrative park then a hospital could also build and promote health by addressing that entire spectrum of the production system of the people that the hospital influences. Yes, yes, especially with organophosphorate, I think is the name of it. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a number of cases of toxicity. The community mainly grow a lot of potatoes, and then they in the potato crops in Colombia they use quite a lot of fertilizer and pest control that induce a lot of toxicity, and they don't use protective measures. That was one of the like the elements of the park was part of the demonstration. It was the use of protective gear when they were going to use their agricultural practices, because they don't use anything, and that has created a lot of cases of toxicity. Yeah, chronic and acute cases of toxicity. So thank you very much. I will leave some cards in case someone wants to do a follow-up, and I'll be happy to answer them.